Medical information obtained from our website or on the live show is not intended to be a substitute for professional care. If you have, or you suspect you might, have an illness or other medical condition, you should consult a healthcare provider. The opinions expressed on this radio program are not necessarily those of the sports doctor, this radio show, or their sponsors.
Hey, everybody, welcome live from Chicago. It's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. All things sports medicine, fitness, and wellness. I also include life. Ha! Brought to you by Global Schoolwear. Stylish school uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger. LER, Lower Extremity Review, evidence-based magazine and expos. Basic Training, MedX in Scottsdale, Arizona. And UK Health Radio. We have a great doubleheader, although we'll see whether or not we got live radio is always an adventure. So Dr. Rob Cabry, who's the our sports hypnotherapist, somehow we have lost or haven't created that contact for him initially joining me. If he gets back to us, we'll get him in. And then Jody Velasquez, the diabetes mom, disease prevention advocate, author, YouTuber. She's going to return with us, and then the sports doctor will be in. We'll answer a few emails. So hopefully Dr. Rob, we sent him, I think we sent certified pigeon to this guy, and she can get back to us. And so what I want to start off doing then is wish everybody in school, whatever your school is, whatever your level is, I want to wish you, hey, have a great season. Have a injury-free season. You know, football starting big time. And gosh, before we turn around, the playoffs, baseball playoffs and the World Series and the Olympics will be coming. And but all the school seasons in the fall, let's start. We really, really want to wish these kids good luck in the two areas that everybody cares about, whether it's them, their parents or their coaches or teammates, which is number one, can we prevent injuries and problems? Injuries happen. Can we do the best we can to prevent some of these overuse or recurrent injuries, which are such a big problem in youth sports today? And of course, number two, when indicated, enhanced performance. And this is what we were hoping to really get into with Dr. Rob. One of my previous guests from Australia, she was on with us within the last month or so, Sue Williams. Hi, Sue, who is a sports hypnotherapist from Australia. She's been on numerous times, and we really talked about the mental games everybody knows that I have featured for decades on the Sports Doctor, whether it's psychologists, psychiatrists, mental trainers, parents, coaches, et cetera, that we have featured with these kinds of challenges regarding some of these injury problems in all sports. And the pressures, hey, Bill Belichick, how you doing? The pressures on many times all levels causing so much in the world of overuse. And this is why we pay so much attention to bringing together many times lots of different expertise. A few weeks ago from the Netherlands, we had on Gerard Wouters, who is a Tao therapist master. The Tao is like 2,500, 3,000 years old of all sorts of wisdom in life, in all sorts of areas. And there's, in simplicity is the number one point, and so is compassion, and so is patience. And this whole area, again, of the mental game is a big, big deal. So when Susan would come on, she would talk about the role of hypnosis and a specialty, sports hypnosis. The first professional baseball player that I saw at Sports Fitness Institute, the late Bob Guidas facility in the late 70s, Eric Soderholm came from Nautilus rehabilitating his knee, and he came to train with Bob. And Eric at the time was being was on the White Sox, training with the White Sox. And Eric had a hypnotist, the late Harvey Mizell, I think, if I get his name right. And, of course, the professional baseball, and let alone sports, thought he was nuts. This was considered almost voodoo, even though, again, hypnosis went back maybe thousands of years. So did the meditation, and so did the visualization. So those components of this whole mental game, again, whether you are the best athlete in the world, whether you're their parent or their coach or their teammate, where we've really been paying so much attention to the physical side. And, you know, when we talk about these topics at all levels, again, whether we're thinking of the overzealous, rampant parent on the sidelines in youth sports and whatever game happens to be, or we're talking about the overzealous coach with these demands on some of these kids. And the more talented your son or daughter, the more the pressure is to play hurt, maybe to hide what's bothering you. And this is why, again, the mental side of things, including the kinds of skills at the highest level of getting ready to perform, being in the zone, so to speak, and being able to adapt, and the ability through hypnosis to take advantage of what's always been a very, very powerful tool, and it can be taught and should be in so many areas of wellness. Again, and I wanted to catch when we do catch up with Rob. Rob spent, I think, a decade or more as a certified sports medicine physician with the sports hypnosis with the United States figure skaters. So I wanted to talk to him about Evan Lysacek. That's 15 years ago, everybody knows. That's my real big-time subspecialty with the sports doctor is the world of figure skating. Gosh, four decades. And my poster boy grew up here in Illinois, Evan Lysacek, who was like 9 and a half. I think we put orthotics in his skates. His great, great coach, Candy Burek, who's in Dallas now. She's still coaching top kids. And years later, he was the 2010 Men's Olympic gold medalist. What a ride that was. So I look forward, again, to that discussion when we figure out the mystery of the wrong area code and what it means to live radio and his elite mental toughness. Interesting also, when we had spoken to Sue Williams, was the idea again of the, in her specialty, I guess, was the equestrian world as a competitor, as a coach, et cetera, is the, what's the animal thinking? We'll have to catch her next time. And talk about that. So again, when it's coming to whatever your son or daughter is playing in school, high school, could be traveling, could be club. Again, we want to stress what I stressed in the book, hashtag Hey Sports Parents. In my section, I co-authored the book with the Hall of Fame volleyballer, beach volleyballer, national team players, Sharkey Zartman, and where she talked about in the first section of the book, the whole sports parenting 101, all these challenges level. Mine was the sports doctor's in. And again, we were really, really talking about two exercises physically. We wanted these kids, whatever their sport or age or level was, and we really, really wanted to stress balance, and we wanted to stress and include strengthening the feet and ankles. And again, the late, great Bob Guida at Sports Fitness Institute, who paid such attention to the foot and ankle, whatever the athlete was. You know, he might have a room with five different mini trams, and the baseball player is balancing on a tram playing catch with a bat or a glove in his hand. Hockey players on the mini tram balancing, usually barefoot, might have sneaks on and swinging a hockey stick, and the tennis player might be McEnroe balancing while he's got a racket in his hand. So what we called instability training. This is as important for super seniors and seniors to prevent falling as it is for superstars. Working balance, and again, including foot ankle. Ankle is still the most common injury in sports. You know, we just have watched all these Achilles tendon injuries in the different sports, and all the specialties: podiatry, orthopedic surgery, physical therapy. Paying big attention, I sure shows the sports hypnotists. I'm sure, you know, paying plenty of attention to these concerns. And again, when we talk so much on the sports doctor at all of these levels, again, which is your son or daughter, are you in the best shoe for your foot mechanics? And how do you find that out? Well, really, most really good walking running shoe stores can really help get into that. Got any kind of history of problem, you're smart if you consult podiatry. Because one of the biggest weapons we have in all of these areas, problem prevention, dealing with problems, lower extremity orthotics, any lower extremity where we're looking to help align, help position, the efficiency of the foot ankle might be a very, very flexible device. And I've been putting them in figure skates, like we were just talking about, for 40 years, give or take a few weeks. The idea, again, of tremendous precision, tremendous forces. Think of a skater coming down after a triple or a quadruple jump. They must be landing with 6-7 times their body weight. So the whole alignment mechanics, which start with the feet, is a very, very big deal. And these are the things, many times, that we want to be paying attention. Sports parents need to be good listeners, and they should be able to share in the experiences of the son or daughter, even at the highest level. And again, it should be where the kid doesn't feel guilty if they're complaining that, you know, the foot ankle still hurts. What do you mean it still hurts? You know, you've been to rehab 12 times, et cetera, et cetera. What do you mean you haven't lost that weight? But we've seen even eating disorders caused by these kinds of concerns. One of the reasons, I'll talk more about it in the Sports Doctors In segment, that I have gotten involved in the whole consulting side, on the professional side, as a quarterback, surrounded by maybe 20, 25 experts in all of these different areas, physical training, parenting, the mental side, areas, the financial side demands on parents. When we're talking about some of these traveling teams and club teams, being able to refer to dealing with injuries. And again, the whole concussion area, we've talked so much, we've had so many specialists on the Sports Doctor from around the world, dealing with, identifying, trying to deal with, treating the world of concussions. We've talked with so many different experts in the world of hyperbaric oxygens. We just featured Rob Beckman with his organization and foundation involving hyperbaric oxygen and dealing, and Hillary Loftus with her organization where she was dealing with PTSD with our wounded and hyperbaric helping brain healing and brain bruising, as they would call it. So again, all of these different areas that we would be paying attention to. And the idea of being able to call on specialists, it might be a nutritionist that we really, really need and very, very popular. It might be a parenting or a social worker. We've had some serious inner city kids faced against single families, divorced families, et cetera. We have all of these specialists that we include on the Sports Doctor. And if people want to go to thesportsdoctorradio.com. You go to my site, read all about some of the different stuff. We're very excited. We're always very excited about the guests and topics that we have. And we got a great one coming up where Jody Velasquez will rejoin us. So, again, a bummer. We don't know what happened with Dr. Rob. I'm sure we'll be able to straighten it out. Kudos to Doug from BBS. He said, I don't know, man, the area code doesn't look right. Don't see really. And we tried in that regard. So again, if you would like to submit an email regarding whether it is the Sports Doctors In consultation, and or an email that we might include on the show, that we always try to have a few at the end of the show, it's drrweil sportsdoctor drryl@yahoo.com. drryl, sportsdoctor@yahoo.com. Again, the website is thesportsmedicineradio.com. Lots of exciting stuff coming up. So again, everybody, hey, have a great, safe season, whatever the sport, some of you weekend warriors, et cetera, et cetera. Pay attention, listen to your body. The new medicine, remember everybody on the Sports Doctor, the new medicine, number one, eat smarter. Number two, keep moving, whatever the activity is. Number three, reduce stress. See ya. Hey, everybody, it's Dr. Bob Weil, a sports doctor. I'm excited to announce the release of my new book, co-written with Sharky Zartman, hashtag HeySportsParents, an essential guide for any parent with a child in sports. You know, Sharky is a former Hall of Fame volleyball player. She's the mom of two daughters who became Division I volleyball players. Together, we have over 70 years of combined youth sports experience. The goal of the book? Give you the essential tools and guidance to make your experience as a sports parent the best it could be. Hashtag Hey Sports Parents is divided into four sections. The first section, Sports Parenting 101. Sharky talks everything about parenting, about coaching, that whole interaction between parents and coaches, coaching your own kid. What are the things to really pay attention to? The second section is the Sports Doctor's In, yours truly. My discussion of injury prevention and treatment, choosing the best shoes, youth sports and drugs, essential exercises, the dilemma of youth football, orthotics. Third section, experts speak out. We bring together eight different experts in nutrition and sports performance and mental training in all aspects of coaching in that section. The last section is the parent's perspective, some insights from about a half a dozen parents of athletes. So everyone, hey, get out your megaphone, spread the word. Now available on Amazon. Order now. You'll be more confident. So will your young athlete. Hashtag, hey sports parents. Hey, everybody, we're back live from Chicago, the Sports Doc. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, and I want to welcome back Jody Velasquez. She's a diabetes mom, dealt with it forever with her daughter, but she's also a disease prevention advocate. She's an author, YouTuber. Everybody knows on the Sports Doctor how much attention we're paying and have paid to the world of diabetes. It's a scourge in America where they had to change the name. There were so many children newly involved with childhood obesity, et cetera. And we're very, very involved with this whole juvenile world. Welcome back, Jody.
Thank you. Hello, Chicago. Thank you for having me again, Dr. Bob.
Yeah, give me some background, Jody, on you, the diabetes mom, and this whole area that's even gotten you paying so much attention maybe to the 70s and 80s.
Well, you know, our nutrition and lifestyle habits have changed so much from 50 years ago, and that shift has led to an increase in weight gain and also diabetes. Regardless of all the diabetes technology we have, we're not going backwards. We're going forward.
Yeah, it's
a higher number.
Yeah, including the organization that I'm very involved with, my old professor in medical school, Dr. Lawrence Rubin. The organization over 10, 12 years old, it's called LEAP, Lower Extremity Amputation Prevention. And over 80% of these are preventable if screenings could be done, et cetera. The whole starting with the foot wounds and these acquired kinds of nightmares with diabetes. And it's amazing how many pre-diabetics there are. And that's why we talk about it all the time. and trying to pay attention. But it's a shocker to surprise that we're treading water at best, actually losing momentum. And how do you see that being solved in the future? Good luck to us.
Well, you know what? That you brought up prediabetes and type 2, which are preventable if you change your diet. And, you know, that's what I discovered with my daughter, who was diagnosed at 19
months old. Got to change your lifestyle. We have to add, this is my whole involvement, we have to add the exercise, fitness side, to the nutrition, eating concerns that we know are so important. Again, let alone the world of being born with an insulin-dependent diabetes, which was your experience as a mom.
Yes. Yes, and one of the first things we learned when she was barely 2 years old was that when she was not moving around, the numbers stayed the same or went up. And when she was moving around, the numbers went down. And, of course, being a diabetic, you want to keep your numbers down in range. So we had to keep her moving. And people aren't moving now because of laptops and screens and technology.
Yes.
And
well, this
we're
is
all just
the,
sitting around.
Yeah, this is the challenge. Yes, when I talk about the new medicine on the Sports Doctor, Jody, and the new medicine is very, very simple. Number one is eat smarter. I'll leave it up to you to define smarter. But number two, big time, is keep moving. Lots of choices. You want to be a walker? You want to do Pilates? You want to go to the gym? You want to do yoga? Keep moving. And number three is reduce stress. And the challenge of whether it was the pandemic on the left or the social media on the right has truly overwhelmed us in so many different ways, even though every expert I have on from around the world talks about mental health and the side that it has to do with whatever it is, whether it's high-performance sports or it's this diabetes scourge. And how have you found the type 1 community contributes to the overall challenge of the education side? Does that also leave a lot to be desired, in your opinion?
You know, I think that diabetics can, especially type 1s, they can come almost robotic in just looking at the number and, you know, the doctors tell them at this range, this is what you have to do. So they're just doing that robotically, not really analyzing,
But they can become great athletes. You know, Zevlev in the U.S. Open, you know, one of the tournaments, he started sweating profusely, whatever, a couple of months ago. They talked about how this was affecting him as much. Jay Cutler of the Bears, the quarterback of the Bears, was a type 1. And so you can become a great athlete. You can do all sorts of great things, even
Absolutely.
With the type 1, but it's a whole different world. It's like a full-time lifestyle, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It's a lot. And the only way that you have good maintenance is if you are paying attention. We have the continuous glucose monitors now, but you really have to look at them and actually analyze it and say, what caused this?
How's your daughter doing, Jody?
She's doing really well. She's still has her weight in a good range. Her A1Cs are still in a good range. She's learned a lot from me because, you know, I wrote the book about it.
Exactly. Well, that's exactly why we're asking. And again, the area of podiatry has always been major, major key. Again, because many times diabetes is discovered by a patient who's got foot symptoms. He's got numbness. He's got a wound that doesn't heal, et cetera, et cetera. The other extreme might be the eye doctor, because those are the two areas many times that things start to show up in the acquired world of the diabetes. The type 1s we find all the time, again, we need to be paying big attention to mechanics and alignment. Any diabetic type 1 ideally should be in orthotics and proper shoes, paying big attention to all of these concerns. So I'm glad to hear that she's doing well. Tell her the sports doctor says hi.
I will definitely tell her that. And she has a good job. She works at Topgolf, so she gets a lot of exercise. She's also
Topgolf
making,
in my area.
Yeah.
I had them on.
Right.
Yeah, I had them on, I had them on the radio.
She's into making. Yeah. Oh, you did? She's into making movies
His
as
name
well.
Will hit me, but in the Illinois area, again, we were talking about the entertainment side. Yes, and the golf side. What's the title of your book, Jody?
It is Know the Enemy, Preventing Weight Gain, Diabetes, and Disease. And it's basically a comparison of how we ate 50 years ago and how we eat now, and that we should be reverting back to how we ate 50 years ago if we want to stay healthy. And that's for anybody who wants to lose weight or maintain their weight. If you're a diabetic, this book is for you, definitely.
Yeah, it's amazing. If every other commercial in the United States isn't about a diet or now new injectable weight control drugs, just what we needed, even though they can be very, very helpful when indicated, if every other commercial is not that, it's a drug. So many times, again, we're faced with this tremendous challenge of being either hung up in one regard or another. Nutrition has grown dramatically. I had a type dietitian. We were talking about diabetes. Was a guest of mine a couple of weeks ago with Dr. Rubin, Janice Baker, and she was again talking about the whole nutrition side in diabetes education and it being such a challenge, especially today, you know, where you have, the high speed and the fast food and the, the three meals a day and all of these different theories, you could drive yourself nuts. What do you find that we need to be paying more attention to specifically on the nutrition side? Is it three meals a day is the dinosaur?
You know, we kind of lost that three meals a day, and it's almost become consistent consumption throughout the day, which is bad. And I do recommend breakfast, lunch, and dinner. That's the way people ate back 50
years ago.
That's
a great term. Consistent consumption.
Consistent consumption.
That is a great term. Everybody gets a great picture when they hear that. The whole idea. Now, I guess we could be a lot smarter in the idea of, the intelligent fasting on occasion, et cetera. But the continued new attention, it seems, to processed foods, that might be the only thing I agree with Kennedy on when it comes to, keep America healthy, which is to try to pay attention to whether it's food coloring or this overkill with these major food companies. So that education never stops. Do you find the medical community and the school community are catching on to paying more and more attention, hopefully?
No, I don't. I think that food marketing is what's killing us, and they're going after a lot of the young people in the schools. And, I walk my dog every day at a certain school. I see what goes on. The food trucks are there a lot. And until we realize that we shouldn't be marketing food continuously, if it's 9:30 in the morning and you have a food truck parked outside a gym door, that's not good. These kids just ate breakfast and they're on their way soon to lunch. Why do they need something in between?
I can't imagine that blows me away that it even exists. You would think that would be prohibited,
Yes.
And the idea again, yes. The health and wellness is gotten so much more attention in so many ways. Yet the reality is, every time I talk to an expert like yourself regarding the numbers and the parameters, like we'll use as an example childhood obesity, where we've had, that if you could do an unassisted chin up, my old colleague, you can't be obese. It's just some of these unbelievable things that we just have been paying attention to. Yet we find, early education awareness is so important. And the idea of including, again, we know what a big mental component there is. And the idea of all we could eat. Remember? growing up with the all you could eat and that whole idea, and then your term, what was it? Continuous consumption?
Yes.
Yes. What's the web? What's the site for people who are, with your book or your the work that you do, Jody? Is there a website they can go to?
Yes, they can go to jodivelazquez.com, and it's J O D I V as in Victor, E L A Z Q U E Z, just like the painter Diego Velazquez. So it's jodivelazquez.com, and you can go there and order my book and see some blog posts that I have. And you know what, though? I just want to ask you, do you think that, like, your Chicago parents know if a food truck is parked outside the door? Do they have to call the parents? Do they tell them, hey, you know, your kids are going to get this treat at this time? No. So they don't even know. So a lot of parents are wondering.
I didn't
why
know.
Is my kid
of course,
overweight?
I don't have young
kids. Why is my kid overweight? I didn't even know about it.
Yeah. The tremendous intrusion, of course, again, people grew up naive. We always felt that information, food information that we were getting, people meant well, and that for the most part, there was more and more attention, especially with the attention to fast food. There, of course, was in sports medicine, there's been a revolution in knowledge involving eating well. There's a revolution in knowledge in health and wellness and eating well, and it still amazes me that we don't see it taught more consistently early on in, but heck, I couldn't get them to include walking every day in schools to get them to change the rule in 2008.
Right.
So again, you know, that's why the sports doctor, awareness number one, awareness of what we're talking about, like this kind of challenge, education that we're talking about, number two, such an important ingredient. And then, you know, some sort of positive change. I have been very optimistic with the feedback of a lot of experts that more and more attention, you know, they always laugh when I ask them if they're rolling their eyes at the same time, regarding how long it's going to take to really see a difference in making a shakeup in some of these particular areas. Diabetes will break us financially. By the way,
oh, absolutely,
it's very expensive.
The copays on all the medications are very expensive.
Yes, it's really, really. I want to talk more about that when we come back with Jody Velazquez, the whole world of the challenges of diabetes and some of these situations for these families. It's the Sports Doctor. We'll be right back.
Hey, it's Dr. Bob. School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger is setting a new standard within the school uniform market. More schools are understanding the value that uniforms provide, school pride and identification being one of them. Another is the well-recognized reduction of student pressure to keep up with classmates in the real world of what to wear each day to school. School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger provides amazing quality and value to its partner schools and families. It is truly the first brand in this market that students are excited about wearing. Go to the website, globalschoolwear.com. Globalschoolwear.com. Hey everybody, Dr. Bob here. LER, Lower Extremity Review Magazine, is celebrating their 10th anniversary. It's been a decade of providing key clinical and practical information about concerns, conditions, and treatment solutions for the lower extremity, both sports and non-sports alike. LER is the only multidisciplinary publication for doctors of all specialties, educators, therapists, and trainers. They inform practitioners on current developments in the diagnosis, treatment, and prevention of lower extremity injuries. LER prides itself on editorial integrity and evidence-based content. Their tagline, collaborative care for better outcomes, says it all. Hey, colleagues, go to lermagazine.com.
Hey, everybody, we're back. Hey, what a great leading commercial for information, evidence-based, doing things that count, make a difference. We're talking with Jody Velazquez. We're talking diabetes. The scourge that it is, the challenge that it is, She raised a daughter with type 1 diabetes, which is insulin dependent and so involved right from the beginning, as well as this explosion of pre-diabetics, obesity-related, childhood obesity, and acquired type 2 diabetes. And Jody, when you see positive changes as a result of banging away sometimes all these years about information at all levels in the world of diabetes, do you find, again, whether it's the medical community or the early education, park districts, as well as schools, elementary school especially, that there's got to be some addition made to these kinds of attention? You know, when you mention things like, wow, there might be a food truck parked outside at 10:30 where kids could come and go as they like, can't even pay attention to the proper food rules, it blows me away. So I guess awareness is important. Speaking up is important. And I would imagine that some of the positive changes, again, are things that you could be paying attention to. What are some of the bullets in your book where you're talking about all of these different age groups and trying to make a difference?
Important thing is for schools to have a wellness policy, but they have to make it stick. And the problem is there's a constant influx of parents going through the schools. And, you know, you get a group of parents that are very conscious about nutrition, and they stick to the wellness policy. And then they leave, and other parents come in that like to bring donuts in for the kids and that. So, and every school says they have a wellness policy, but is it, are they adhering to it? And that's
yes,
the problem.
How is
They're
the,
not adhering.
How's the world of school lunches in our schools, again, just like in general over these years, where we say this is what's being served in the cafeteria today? Has there been, it seems to me, there's been a lot more attention and nitpicking about it. Have we seen some positive change, which is it's not like this pizza and whatever every day or hot dogs?
You know, there's no more big pots in the kitchen. They're not cooking anything. They're just heating things in the microwave. And if that's what's going on in your child's school, that's bad. You know, I would prefer to pack my kid a lunch than have them eat things that they're unfreezing and microwaving, you know. So pack your kid a lunch is my best recommendation. Put some fruit in there. Make them a sandwich. They got the containers you can put soups and stews in. And I used to put little cute notes and stickers in my kid's lunch, and parents would tell me, my kid wants a lunch like your kid, but it takes time.
Yeah, you would
Everybody's
think that's such a great
a hurry.
Point. Yeah, what kid didn't enjoy getting a surprise note in some way, shape, or form? And the answer is they all would. Of course they would. And the idea of being creative on that side makes so much sense. Because, again, we understand today that mental health, I don't care what age group you pick, including us, is the number one problem involved in every aspect of life. And that's before I mention the word politics. You know, that's next week. I'm kidding. So much stress in so many areas. And, again, I think the idea, even, again, in youth sports where we talk about the more talented your kid is, and there are, again, type 1 diabetics who are able to safely play sports, have become professional athletes, like I mentioned, Jay Cutler, Zverev, the great tennis player from Germany. Did you find that as your daughter grew up, did she participate in any sports?
She was a cheerleader, and she danced all throughout middle school and high school. So. And
those are two big-time sports.
Yeah, cheerleading's tough. They do a lot of dancing. They do a lot of aerobics or gymnastics.
Yes. One of my favorite guests, Kimberly Archie, deals with the whole cheerleading and concussion and the loss of a child world.
They have some of the worst concussions because they fall from up high.
Yes, and that people don't realize that some of the best athletes are cheerleaders. Whoa, you know, that whole idea.
Sure.
And then
Absolutely.
There's the other group where I see, again, these kids very, very early, they're specializing and they're dancing. Again, some of the best athletes I've ever seen in sports medicine were dancers in so many different ways, or figure skaters, for a matter of fact. So again, right. Navigating your way through, paying such big attention, I would imagine the fact that now you can snap something on that kid's arm and be much more aware of what's going on in that world has to be a big step up, Jody, wouldn't you think?
Yeah, my daughter has never done that, but she has very good control. You know, my book is very compassionate, and it gives a lot of good tips. I actually had a review where someone said it was a NetGalley review, which is a prestigious review, and the woman said that most diabetes books give her anxiety. This one does not. So there's tips in there based on doing natural things that will help. You know, cutting back your portions, not eating hamburgers and French fries and soda. You know, avoiding the Happy Meal and ordering just a burger and water or French fries and a salad. Breaking it up and doing it the way it's going to benefit your body instead of making your numbers high. And it's very, my book is compassionate, and, you know, that's the way I raised my daughter, and she's very calm about it, and she has very good management. And
that's one of the key words you want to laugh. A couple of weeks, last week, I had on a Taoist master from the Netherlands, Gerard Wouters, talking about 2,500-year-old wisdom of the Tao. And one of the three words, which was part of it, there was simplicity, compassion, and persistence, and some of those particular keywords, and was the idea of stability. And so the irony was, again, what you're just mentioning now with these important parts of really paying attention. Compassion was one of the three key words besides simplicity.
Yes.
And besides, yeah, it was the idea of from 2,500 years ago to today, you talking about the same thing, the important information, the awareness you're bringing to their view, including the fact that it's compassionate, might be, like you said, it's just the fact it doesn't enhance anxiety is a big weapon, right?
Yes, exactly. It was really nice for me to hear her say that, because that's the way I wanted to write it, because I do have a lot of compassion for people that are struggling with weight gain or diabetes, and I wanted to write the book so that it would be upbeat.
In your YouTube book, quickly give me, I knew the time would fly back. I would imagine it's from 3 to 103 age group capabilities with you. Jody, give us, if they go to jodyvelazquez.com, they could find out information about you, your work, and your book.
And the name is Know the Enemy, Preventing Weight Gain, Diabetes, and Disease.
Again, such an important topic in so many different areas like we were talking about. Jody Velazquez, I want to thank you so much for returning. You're on our roster, and we will be glad
awesome.
To have you
thank
come
you
back.
Thank you for having me.
Very welcome. Hold on quickly, Jody. Everybody, we'll be right back with the Sports Doctor.
Goodbye, Chicago.
Segment.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Nature's Medicine for Modern Living. A people and plants dialogue hosted by Sophie.Health. At Sophie, we bring together experts and voices who rarely cross paths. Our quest is to illuminate the ancient world of plant medicine and reimagine it for the connected age. Join us to explore new boundaries of digital personalized medicine with deep roots in the natural world. And hear from our community of international pioneers who are validating this new paradigm and improving how we feel, sleep, and cope with daily stresses naturally. Sophie.Health, reconnecting people and plants.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good. The station that makes you feel good.
Apples and pears. beef and skittles, cider with Rosie, common or garden, Ant and Deck, fish and chips, mum and dad.
UK Health Radio and Health Triangle magazine. Each is good by itself, but enjoying both is always better. Add Health Triangle magazine to your monthly health regime. Check it out at ukhealthradio.com. Strawberries and cream.
A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Hey everybody, Dr. Bob here. LER, Lower Extremity Review Magazine, is celebrating their 10th anniversary. It's been a decade of providing key clinical and practical information about concerns, conditions, and treatment solutions for the lower extremity, both sports and non-sports alike. LER is the only multidisciplinary publication for doctors of all specialties, educators, therapists, and trainers. They inform practitioners on current developments in the diagnosis, treatment, and prevention of lower extremity injuries. LER prides itself on editorial integrity and evidence-based content. Their tagline, collaborative care for better outcomes, says it all. Hey, colleagues, go to lermagazine.com. Hey, everybody, we are back, I think, with the Sports Doctors In segment, where we preview some upcoming guests and topics. We had a little Dr. Bob wisdom. We talked a little website. We might mix it up a touch with some emails. Again, my apologies. Somehow, I don't know what happened with my planned first guest, the prominent sports hypnotherapist, Dr. Rob Cabri. So we're going to try to get him back within the next month or so and continue along with that topic. We've got some great guests coming up as usual. Tracy Markle has written over a dozen books on all sorts of different topics involving balance, involving brain health, involving all sorts of aspects of health and fitness. She's a longtime member of the National Fitness Hall of Fame. And she will be returning to the Sports Doctor, talking about her new book on walking and balance. And then we're headed to Nigeria and Kalu Confidence. Kalu is a physiotherapist. She's also a information writer, freelancer. And she also is involved in the world of the LEAP organization with Dr. Lawrence Rubin, Lower Extremity Amputation Prevention, and the whole world of foot screening. And she's involved with that aspect with the Lions Club in Nigeria. So it'll be exciting to have her back. The following week, Stacy Case, Sideline Surgeons, and her group of foot-ankle specialists, orthopedists, other specialists that are on the sidelines of so many different sports at all sorts of different levels. And then we're going to talk some of the crazy world of real estate and some of the important aspects. Every athletic parent, so many of these transfers, so much going on, so I'm going to call on Carrie Moyer, my niece Carrie, and Carrie Moyer Holmes from New Jersey and Century 21. Dr. Bob Wisdom, again, I mentioned it briefly when we were dancing without the first guest, that we wanted to wish all the athletes at all the different school levels, we wanted to wish them a healthy season. You know, there's so much going on. Football's kicking off. And high school, as well as college, and before we turn around, it'll be the professional teams, hockey, and the World Series, and everything coming up. So at all different levels, we want to wish them well.
want to talk again about the website, thesportsdoctorradio.com. We've got some information on there involving the whole National Fitness Hall of Fame and some of my colleagues on the National Fitness Hall of Fame. As a matter of fact, one of our great supporters on the Sports Doctor, Bill Crawford, and his basic training center, MedX, in Scottsdale, Arizona, and his long-time association with the world of Nautilus. So I'm hoping to get him back on next month and talk about that history and the commonality of his background and the whole world with Doug Jones and the incredible explosion of the world of equipment with Nautilus. And me back in the 70s with Bob Guida, again, Sports Fitness Institute, Nautilus Club, two of the first clubs. Talking again about the National Fitness Hall of Fame, Gilad Jankowicz has been a guest of ours. I think Gilad has now set the record. I think he broke Jack LaLanne's record for the longest running TV health and fitness show from the lucky guy from Hawaii is where he does the show. So Gilad, who's one of the gurus, is another Lifetime Achievement Award winner with the National Fitness Hall of Fame, as is Bill Crawford, as was Bob Guida. And again, the Figarellis and their long history of the National Fitness Hall of Fame. I was fortunate and excited to be inducted in the class of 2019, and they just had an award ceremony. And it's always exciting to see what's going on in that world. More information I wanted to add involving my increased attention to type 2 juvenile diabetes and stressing the whole idea of having exercise as an important part of that whole challenge. Nutrition, education, the mental game, and the physical side. We want to pay big attention to making a difference because the scourge of diabetes, I'll tell you, mentally and physically, it'll break us. With such an explosion, so many pre-diabetics, such a big problem with this. So we want to be continuing to have experts, topics about it. We'll talk more about it in the future. Other than that, thanks so much, everybody. It is the Sports Doctor. See you next week.